I'm talking with Missouri Farm Bureau Director Blake Hurst. We've just come off of the midterm elections with some results that you are pleased about as an organization, and would like your opinion on what these results will mean to Missouri farmers, Missouri Farm Bureau members.
Well, we were certainly pleased that Josh Hawley won. It was interesting as the results came in last night to see that, you know, the rural urban split still holds in Missouri, and tremendous not only vote margins in rural Missouri, but turnout as well, and that ensured the victory for Senator-elect Collins. So that's good news for Missouri Farm Bureau.
And the Clean Missouri portion did pass. I know that you guys had spoken out about that.
Yeah, we were disappointed to see it pass. I mean, I'm not surprised that it did. If you read the ballot language, it sounded like a whole bunch of good things, and that's what voters responded to. We'll see how well it all stands up in the courts, and we'll work with the new rules if it does. So we'll be fine, but I think it is a measure that will not treat rural Missouri very well and cause us some heartburn.
In terms of Senator-elect Hawley compared to Senator McCaskill, what will you hope that he will do for Missouri agriculture?
Well, I think the main difference will be in regulatory issues. Senator McCaskill was not a supporter of our position on waters in the U.S. Senator Hawley will be. And so that's a big thing. We're right in the process. I think we're just a few days from having a new rule announced, and it'll be good to have a senator that is protective of farmers' interests when we go through this process of adopting a new waters in the U.S.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add, Blake?
Yeah, just a very interesting election, and rural Missouri has spoken pretty loudly.